Yes. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, always Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the full team, starting with my good friend, Mr. Tarek Lewis. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very good. I don't know what this background is. It's weird and strange, but I'm here for it.
I like it. You look very Caribbean there. There you go.
Yeah.
I feel like are you the Cardinals?
I feel like a very rich South African.
Cliff Kingsbury?
The guy that was just flexing?
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury at the draft?
Yeah, I feel like I did my Ancestry.com, and I'm here right now. And I'm in the Turks and Caicos.
Mr. Joey Franchise, welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, sir. I don't have a nice background, but you can see my logo, and that's pretty whatever.
You have a brand. I gotta put I got a logo, by the way.
I have a logo too.
Yeah, you can put your logo, bro. I'm gonna change my thing here.
Speedy be holding out. Speedy got like a really dope logo connect. I saw some like visual shit when he was DJing. I'm like, bro, where'd you get this?
I got lucky. A fan made that for me.
Speedy is the Vladimir Putin of a podcast.
Oh my god!
What? Say that one more time, clearly, so everyone can hear you.
Yeah, he's a Vladimir Putin of a podcast. He doesn't give you any freedoms. He just invades other people's. We're on their Twitch channel right now. Not even your own Twitch channel. It's weird. You just taking tall Andrew's followers, and it's great.
I appreciate it. Mr. Andrew Tallman, Alto Games. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well.
Yeah,
I'm sunburnt from Air Fest this weekend, but it was a wonderful time.
You got to put the microphone a little closer to your
So mouth. I was saying I'm sunburnt severely from Air Fest this weekend.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna be tall, dark, and handsome soon. But saw the Blue Angels. So that was awesome.
Yeah, that's always a good time. Yes. The Blue Angels show was great, and of course, Michaela Figueroa, aka Make a Fig.
How are you doing? I'm doing well. It's been a while. I wasn't on the last show.
No more Star Wars rage right now? Nothing pent up you want to talk about?
No, I don't want anything. What? Is there something that can't happen that I should know about? No, I'm messing
with you. I'm just messing with you.
No, I'm repping Star Wars today.
Very nice. Star Wars.
One word, Star Wars.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a unique week. First off, we have to talk about the slap that's been heard around the world because it will. We got to get it off our chest. I know. We just got to get through it. You know, we got to get through it, ladies and gentlemen. Will Smith versus Chris Rock. Who you got?
What'd you say?
Will Smith versus Chris Rock. Who you got, Tarek?
I'm just going to say this, man. Will Smith's from West Philly. I respect that. I love the roots. I love the movie You Got Served. I love a lot about Philly. I got family in Philly, but I wish the motherfucker would. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, on God. And I'm not a gangster. I'm not a fighter or whatever. But when I do comedy, at the moment, the second step, most comedy stages have steps.
Mm-hmm.
The second step, I'm fucking you up on the second step. I don't care if it's Pacino. I'm giving work to
Meryl Jason
Street.
Momoa. Yeah. What if Jason Momoa?
He getting.
We're going down. It's going down.
What about Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
I'm not
letting him get the height advantage because I feel like if The Rock or Jason Momoa is walking up, they want smoke. So I'm not letting you get that advantage. I'm kicking you in the chest because once we get on equal playing fields, then you're gonna win. But if I got the high ground, you can kick in the throat, chest. I'm fucking
everywhere.
I'm knocking the Bel Air out of Will Smith.
Everywhere.
That's exactly what Obi-Wan
said. I am knocking the Jazzy Jeff out of Will Smith, B. There's no way I'm going to let someone who worshiped Tupac get offended by my joke and then come, nah. I'm squaring up. He was completely out of line. And you could, that's something you handle.
At the after party.
Yeah.
That's something you handle later, you know. I feel like, if I'm being honest with you with the show, I feel like that situation is going to happen with Rich Ortiz and Tallman over him watching
over
movies.
The Batman.
I feel like one day it's going to be a pull up situation, and we're going to be like, "Yo, just don't do that."
Yeah,
damn. I hope it doesn't resort to that. But
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Joy franchise, who you got? Will Smith or Chris Rock?
I really wish Will Smith would use that type of action in Suicide Squad.
I wish he would have smacked somebody from Warner Brothers like that.
Right. Maybe he would have had a better movie. But listen, I think it was really out of line. But to fairness to Will, I feel like nobody's been taking him serious since this whole, you know, their marriage has been super transparent. Everybody's up in their business, the entanglement stuff. Yeah. And it's like he dropped the book where he actually leaks out a little bit more stuff. And he's just being really transparent with his life, and him and Jada, and everybody's just always been curious about it for so many years. And now it's like the butt of the joke. So like Will Smith is looked at like a soft person.
Right.
So, you know, I think that was the last straw. It's like, okay, I'm really tired of people cracking. I'm tired of being the butt of the jokes. And, you know, he's talking about his wife, but he's tired of like the entire family, their relationship. Just being one big ass joke, and Chris Rock just caught it. I don't even think it was Chris Rock's fault. I think it was the writer's fault. I thought it was a bad joke. But how at the end of the day is Chris Rock supposed to know that she has alopecia?
That's true.
I didn't know.
So it depends on. I didn't know either. I mean, I
didn't know
either.
I had
a feeling that that's what the case was, because she's always had short hair, and I knew, and I went to school, and I'm friends with people who have alopecia, so. I mean, I kind of sensed it, but, you know, like I said, none of my business at the end of the day. But, I mean, Chris Rock, I'm sure, and it was just a bad, poorly written joke.
Yo, Mr. Alto Gay.
Look at my profile right now. I'm clearly searching for male pattern baldness. Like, this shit's funny.
Mr. Alto, you know, Games.
Joey don't have no profile pic, but all men and Rich all got hair.
I'm losing my hair little by little, I think.
Yeah, but no one knows. You should choose them to place your cameras.
Little by little.
So no one knows. You know that for a fact.
What'd you say, Michaela?
Yeah,
Daredevil hair.
I'll be bald by M 70? 60?
Maybe. Hey, if you embrace it.
I'm okay. I'm sorry.
The little strands we'll that could, you know?
Life could be worse. Mr. Alto Games, who you got? Chris Rock.
Well, I mean,
Will Smith.
Only one of them played Muhammad Ali, so I mean, that's what I gotta say about that. Speaking of which, I don't know why I didn't do Right Hook. Obvious reasons, but anyway, I got Will in this, but yeah, it's obviously ridiculous, but he loves his wife. So.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Rich Ortiz, sir. How are you doing? We are talking about the slap heard around the world.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Tell me who you got, brother. Who you got? Will Smith, Chris Rock.
You know, you gotta go with the guy. You gotta go with the guy that faced so many people in movies and kicked all their asses that he had to face himself.
Jemini
Man. Mr. Will Smith.
Gemini
Come
Man.
Come on. My man had to whoop his own ass in a movie just so that he could have himself.
Did he get paid twice for that movie?
Nah. He should have.
I don't know.
His double likeness.
I haven't still seen it to this day. I have not seen that movie.
Tarek, I'm mad that you did.
You're not missing it.
No, I said Tarek reviewed this movie for the show. Tarek reviewed that movie for the show when we first started. Gemini Man was,
podcast,
he put out for the podcast. He said it was a great, it was decent.
Okay. You said it was decent. Did you see the college scene?
What college scene?
The last scene.
Oh, you watched it?
Oh, yeah, I did. Unfortunately, yes, I did.
How did we turn into the debate about Gemini Man? That's okay.
Because it's Will Smith.
All right.
Hold on, the real question is,
Will Smith
smacked
the earth out of Chris Rock?
Of course I did not see Gemini Man. I'm calling it Gemini Man for a reason.
That's something a Gemini would do, too.
Yeah.
It's the second clone. The clone is the one who came up on stage to accept the speech.
That probably was his clone that slapped shit out of Chris Rock. Oh, man.
Yo, that's better than the excuse he.
I say that the situation could
have been. It's Aries season.
The situation could have been a lot worse. That could have been a full blown fist fight in the middle of the Oscars, you know?
But now everybody knows how to joke on Will Smith and Jada now.
And then they would have said.
With all that said.
I'm going to do it. Because I want to fight Will Smith now. As a comedian, I want to defend our culture. I want to fight Will
Smith.
With
all that said, I still think it was staged.
Probably.
Doesn't Chris Rock have a tour coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Kevin Hart.
With Kevin Hart, yeah.
Yeah, it's not something Kevin Hart would say.
Hey, wait until this week when that Red Table Talk comes. You know, they're going to have
two of them.
A Facebook video of that. Yeah. You know, this is all pre-calculated, man. I don't think Will Smith, the person that he is, and you know what, if he did, then you know it says something about sometimes people get fed
he's up, human but, he's human, like we all are human, you know, we got
but Will Smith is big into the social problems and issues and stuff now, and
what he really has to explain is
that's hot.
how the hell is there going to be an I Am Legend 2 unless you base it off of alternate ending? Oh my God. What are we doing here, Will?
Yeah,
that's what I need to explain.
That's gonna be like some alien cloning or something happen. I don't know.
How are we doing I Am Legend 2?
He used all
Jemini, man.
He used all the zombie bodies to cover him in a force field from the bomb.
No, it's like Sandman.
He's got to have no arms. At the very
maybe he put the grenade down the zombie's mouth.
Rich, is this your Patton Oswalt moment in Parks and Rec? He comes with the whole plot.
You have to explain the
oh my God.
You have to explain the joke for people who don't understand.
So Patton Oswalt.
He put the grenade in the dead dog's mouth and then gave it to the zombie and then
dinner.
I really don't know. But if he is in I Am Legend 2, he could just be in a bunch of flashback scenes that, you know, somebody's in or something, you know. They're not saying that he's
going to
be a character.
It's weird.
Shout out to everyone who's watching the live show.
They basically did that with Last of Us and then with whatchamacallit.
Yeah. Feel free to comment if you guys want to be part of the show. Feel free to comment and let us know what you're thinking about the slap heard around the world. But we're going to move on the show. It is.
Let's go to something more on our platform.
Yeah, on our platform. Yeah. Talking about Moon Knight. It's Moon Knight week, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting our Marvel fix again.
Yeah.
What's the hype level now, guys? Wednesday?
Still at the same level.
Still same level?
Don't give a shit. I'll watch it, and I'll hope it's good.
Wow.
I hope it's good. Look at this.
This just came in right on time.
I'm actually very excited.
Sometimes you gotta slap a bitch.
DJ Blizz.
Yeah.
I'm still not overly hyped. I like Oscar Isaac. Just the character is not very interesting to me, but I am open to being pleasantly surprised by Moon Knight.
Rich Ortiz. I've liked
every Disney show. Yeah. So some people are like, even though my least favorite has been for the Marvel has been Loki, I didn't hate it.
Okay.
I liked it, but I didn't hate it. I didn't think it was the best one, you know. So they've all been good. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you all agree. Like, none of the Disney Marvel shows have been bad,
right?
There's none that have been trash. So I have no reason.
I think it's gonna be great. The reviews have been great. I think it's gonna be great. I have no doubt.
Reviews, Speedy. I think people make reviews based off their expectations.
True. Sure.
So, you know, sure. I'm not convinced that Morbius is going to be bad.
It's overwhelmingly positive. There you go. That's the word I'm looking
for. Yeah, I think people just want Marvel properties because they've delved into them religiously and said, I am a Marvel person. So they want the Marvel properties. So I'm cautiously neutral.
All right. Rich Ortiz, how you feel about the Moon Knight?
A whole lot of
you on the hype? You hype like me or no?
Nah, not that.
The hype? I'm pretty hype.
Not even you can hit that high note, but I'm just saying. My hype level is like at a six. Like, I'm hyped for new content, but like I said last week, man, I think Marvel's putting in, and you know what? They might be doing it on purpose. I think they're putting in too many stories and not hitting what they should be hitting. But I think that they're doing that purposely to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Kind of make you guys forget about what's been going on.
Yeah. They're making a drag out.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out what happened to Loki. I'm still trying to figure out Wanda doing. White Vision just decided that he was going to leave. there's a lot of questions that I still have. So I'm still worried about that, but I'm hype about a new show and new content.
Fair enough. Joey Franchise, your hype level for Moon Knight. I know we talked about this last week, but I don't care. I want to know now. How's if we get as we're getting closer?
I'm at a 7. I like some of the clips I've been seeing. I'm getting more context with a lot of the clips of they've been releasing leading up to the Wednesday release.
Yeah.
I'm at a 7, so it's intriguing to me, the storyline. I kind of got an idea of like how all of his multiple personalities are going to fit in,
okay.
How they're going to make a play on all that. Still, I know who the big bad is, but I'm curious to know. I just hope that the show doesn't really drag.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I hope we get.
I think it's six. Is it six or eight?
Six episodes. Oh, yeah. And we're getting the first two on Wednesday. So.
Oh, I thought it's two of them. Nice.
Yeah, two episodes on Wednesday.
I'll enjoy that.
I just hope that they don't really drag the storyline. I like what they did with Hawkeye, and that was a 6-episode series, too. So I hope they keep that same pace.
Michaela?
I'm excited. I'm really excited for it. I think it's a very good cast.
Yeah.
And I don't know, after, you know, some time lapse in between, you know, Hawkeye and now, excuse me, I just feel like, you know what, I need to personally separate the shows from the movies.
Okay.
Just like we did with the Netflix series. Yeah. Because
Understanding that they are
that they do exist in the same universe.
They're connected.
So... Yeah. Knowing that maybe Loki will never return to an MCU film, knowing that Moon Knight might never go to any of the main films, but just having a good time at home and watching, you know, superhero stuff on Disney Plus. I mean, I want more content on Disney Plus. I need to know what I'm spending my money on. Yeah. And I am just really excited.
For your Star Wars stuff. Come on.
That's too. That's what I'm saying. Like, Marvel and Star Wars is
your National
nice
Geographic.
To, but I mean, we all know that. Boba Fett was like not everything we all dreamed
was okay.
about.
It was all right.
But
they mailed it in.
But this is why I like characters that we're not familiar with, because then we don't have a big expectation on it.
Mm. There you go. Fair enough. Mr. Alto Games.
I'm actually super excited for this. It's something new. It's like a brand new character for the MCU. Like it's basically Marvel's adaptation of Batman, or like the Marvel's Batman counterpart in a way. Which is ironic because Morbius is a Batman. But anyway, yes, they are quotes, of course. But no, I also love the I'm a huge psychological horror fan, so like I'm loving those aspects.
Oh
of
yeah,
it.
That's gonna be dope.
I'm liking the different direction that it's taking, and I feel like this will kind of be like a bit of a litmus test to see how audiences react to that genre before the new. I almost said Captain Strange. Doctor Strange movie comes out. So
who's down? Who's down to do a watch party with me at 3 o'clock in the morning?
No, I will be asleep.
Speedy, you know you don't stay up past 9 o'clock.
Come on, Tarek.
Grandpapa,
watch party with me 3 o'clock in the morning. Come on.
No, I mean I might be up, but I ain't talking to you.
We're gonna watch Moon Knight. We ain't gonna be talking.
Tarek's trying to get to the top. Find a little shot of your life.
Joey, you stay up. Come on, 3 o'clock in the morning. You're on baby duty.
Yeah, I also got to be quiet.
Earbuds.
It's a quiet watch.
Last thing I want to do is in there be whispering to you.
You make it seem like. Speedy, you got kids. You make it seem like the baby's a vampire.
Speedy, you see that? Who's that?
3 o'clock in the morning.
Just who's so that? You know, just
used to being waking up. Used to DJing. What are you talking about, Speedy?
And that's two episodes, too. That's not one, but two episodes.
Oh, yeah. You sleep through the night. You out here talking about waking up.
Speedy, let's have a watch party at work on Wednesday. How about that? You know, two episodes. We could watch that in the studio.
Yeah? Go live?
Oh, I'm not coming in the building. Y'all can forget
that. No. Yeah, we got Restream, baby. We got Restream. I pay good money for this. we'll discuss it later between us off camera.
Moonlight sounds like a racial slur to me. I just don't like it.
Oh, my God.
And Morbius.
Darkness. Everybody, darkness.
And Morbius. Are we to believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's Morbius week too as well. Morbius comes out
Moonlight,
this weekend.
Black Adam, all sounds like racial slurs. I'm out.
Morbius, you, Black is, Adam. Is it a trash panda on fire compactor movie, or it's going to be decent?
We already know the answer to this.
How do we know that?
The director spoiled it.
How we go? We're going off of reviews, of early reviews. People have been breaking the
NDA.
NDA and the what's the word I'm looking for? The
you got to have a really bad movie to break an NDA.
They're not breaking NDA. The embargo. People were breaking the review embargo to post on Instagram how bad it was and how the cutscenes did not make any sense at all.
That's a good point, though, Joey. You got to be really bad movie to break the embargo.
Say, screw this. I'm letting everybody know. Yeah. Do not.
Like, this is literally wasting my time for whatever 2 hours or whatever.
I'm trying to save the economy. Don't go to see it.
Didn't the director just spoil all of it, too?
Oh, snap.
Last week?
Where's that at?
There was something like that. I think what...
The ending.
Yeah, I think that it was more so the ending. And it's crazy because, I mean, a lot of stuff that you are hoping that they would have did, a lot of alley-oops from No Way Home that you thought would have been made, apparently aren't made in this movie.
They didn't connect. They didn't high-five.
That's all I'm saying.
They cut a lot of stuff, apparently.
And it's crazy because they kept pushing this movie back.
Pushing it back. Yeah.
For years. Like every 6 months they were pushing it back. The movie was we got a first trailer 2 years ago. And now here it is, finally ready to come out. But it's like they were adding a few things, they were changing the stories up a few times, and you'd hope that it was because of No Way Home and you know all the stuff that was going on with that. But apparently, from what I heard, they definitely they had a shot and they didn't take it.
Ooh.
Well, that's what I think the bad reviews are for. I think the bad reviews are that it doesn't tie into anything. That being said, it can also be a trash movie. It's not a movie that I don't think anybody wanted this made.
Opening day, Tarik Lewis? Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Oh. Absolutely not. Like, this is a movie that, I remember that guy from the Spider-Man animated series. No one's like... Why don't they do a Morbius movie? Like, it's not. This is not a surprise.
I need to
situation.
See a Morbius movie right now.
This is film socialism. This is like we're giving you one. And just take it because this is all we can give you.
Opening date, Rich Ortiz or what?
Only if you answer this question first. What has more interest, this or Robotech?
This, unfortunately, this.
This
can't lie.
This has more interest than Robotech.
As long as you admit it.
And I'll tell you what, if Sony's the one who has the Robotech rights, so if this is the kind of movies they're gonna let happen, I'm not feeling too good about anything Robotech that overcome.
I think Robotech is gonna be bad regardless of what anybody does.
Listen,
I don't know.
If this movie is out Thursday night at 7 PM,
mm-hmm.
I'll watch it because I got nothing to do. You know?
It's a nothing to do? It's a nothing to do movie?
I got nothing to do Thursday night. I might watch it, you know? But
it goes against your whole brand, Rich. I feel like you always have something to do.
I'm just saying. Not this Thursday. This Thursday, you're more chilling.
I talk about this weekend. It's got to be this weekend or no.
You know what? I might watch it this Thursday, you know? But... Again, man, my hype level for this movie is not that high. I'm kind of mad at Marvel, man, but it's all right.
It's not Marvel. It's Sony, bro.
It's still Marvel.
But it's like, you know, they pushed this movie back so many times, and for this to get such bad reviews, it's kind of off brand for Marvel. But again, it's Sony.
Here we go. Joey, are you there opening weekend?
Just to probably get it out the way, yeah. I'll probably see it opening weekend just to go see it, take what I can take from it, and keep it pushing because I got a feeling like this movie's going to get dragged all through social media. Mm-hmm. It already is getting dragged, and I already heard like what the ending is, and I'm not moved by it. And there's certain scenes in the trailer that just don't pan out the way that we hope that they pan out.
Yeah.
I think Sony needs to stick to its strengths. They make amazing PlayStation games and PlayStation systems. All that, they need to just stick to their strength. This movie shit ain't working for them. They need to chill the fuck out. Give Disney the goddamn rights to all that Spider-Man shit and let them take care of it, because all this dumb villain standalone movies are trash. Morbius,
Joey's this is the worst.
But he going this weekend to see it.
Keep making headphones.
He's going with all the hate.
Shit, bring back the Sony Walkman. It's better than all this Marvel, all these Marvel standalone villain movies. These are just trash.
The bio touch.
I'm not impressed, and it's crazy. They're just making Jared Leto look bad out in these streets. And Jared Leto maybe needs...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Stop doing the comic book movies because he's already 0-2.
He was okay in the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, but in the Snyder Cut, he only had like 10 seconds.
The stuff we didn't see. There you go.
Yeah. This is just bad. Sony needs to stop with these standalone movies.
Michaela, nobody cares.
I already have my tickets.
Oh, man.
But Forrest.
Leo. He says no one's rushing to see this movie.
Yeah, I'm not rushing to see this movie. Absolutely not. But... because, well, my husband's like, well, you didn't watch Venom 2. Can you at least come and watch Morbius?
Oh, so the husband is the culprit.
I said, sure.
You heard that, Tarek, right?
That's what love does, man. It's good.
Keep her husband's name out your fucking mouth!
Love is a hell of a drug.
Mr. Drew Tallman, who waits to see things last minute, you're going to go opening weekend?
I'm not only going to just wait for this, I'm going to wait for it to come out on Laserdisc.
Wow.
It's like I had zero interest.
You're going to watch it on cassette.
Yes. I'll watch it on 8-track. You know?
He'll hear it on audio. he'll listen to the audio version.
I'm debating still.
I'm going to get a free Audible subscription, week trial just to watch it.
Probably be late listening to that, too. Drew.
Exactly.
If it's successful and it comes out with a video game, are you going to play the video game?
Yeah. I'll play the video game.
You're going to play the video game?
Again, just and like Joey said, Sony
are you
going to
stream it, too?
Yeah.
Okay. their best bet was to come out with a Morbius video game.
Literally.
And connect it? There's your movie, guys.
I mean, this should really be a Blade movie, if we're being honest.
True. Morbius should be in Blade.
Yeah.
I gave you guys the alternate ending right now that could work for everything. Blade comes in at the end, kills Morbius. Blade coming soon. Boom.
That's a waste of a movie.
Blade will return.
Blade doesn't even come out. This is Blade.
It's like Blade is in this universe. Blade was in this movie.
Dark
and I heard
in the shadows.
From what I heard a lot too, like from these, the non-spoilery tweets and stuff like that. It's just there's no really connective tissue to it in No Way Home. It just seems like they just put this movie together and just say like, oh well, you just kind of don't know what universe it exists in. And then they say in the commercial that, oh, you're gonna find out where he exists. But apparently, like all the connective tissue is just all fucked up. And then that scene apparently it's an underwhelming exchange between him and Vulture. So,
but yeah. The movie was made way before No Way Home, wasn't it?
Yeah, like I think you said,
so. It's been 2 years in the making. Two years from the trailer, but yeah. It probably means they made it in 2018, 2019.
Yeah, they probably weren't fluid enough to make it connect.
They just need to stick to Into the Spider-Verse. Sony just needs to stick with the animated.
Yeah,
cannot wait for that.
I was just Sony needs to stick with the animated. I agree. What do they do, Blade? Blade's just white.
Matt Damon, Blade Irish.
Matt like Sony doesn't. They just decided that you know. Okay.
Sony doesn't Blade. See color.
Blade is Matthew McConaughey.
So Sony didn't have.
What's up with this woke white cast?
Blade. I say
his name is Knife.
My Sunday freed up, and I might go
ruining Blade.
The butter knife.
I might go see it Sunday because my Sunday freed up. Other than that,
they're just skipping church. They're skipping church to go see it. Don't listen to them.
Nah, that's too early. That's way too early. Way like too I said, early.
Matinee.
How about Super Cuban Blade? There you go.
Super Cuban Blade.
I had a friend of mine that said. He said to me, "He said, what if instead of Eldians in Attack on Titan, if all Puerto Ricans became Titans?" It was the funniest thread. It was the funniest thread ever.
I look like the armored Titan right now, bro.
Oh my god,
that's so frightening.
Dark Marvel movies are so off brand. Yes or no?
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
I've never seen.
No, that's well, not true.
Dark Marvel movies, sure Dark Marvel shows at least, are very good.
Yeah.
They're very good. What Dark Marvel movies have there been, though? I mean, they're all very bright and buttery. Like,
yeah, I mean, even Venom was a little. It wasn't even dark, but like to me, like I felt like it was more of a, you know, kind of comedy in the Venom stuff.
I think if you're going to go with the darkest one, I think Civil War was probably the darkest, but that wasn't even dark to me.
Thor: The Dark World was probably like the darkest, I would say, as far as...
We don't talk about Thor: The Dark World.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why it sucked. I don't know.
No, Infinity War. Infinity War was definitely dark.
Yeah.
Infinity War. Half the people died. Dark, yes.
Yeah, yes. I remember the end of Infinity War. Everyone was like, "That's it."
Also, the score. The score just makes you cry.
Yeah,
I think the mood of films changed by the time Infinity War and Endgame came. It was kind of like people were kind of tired of the bright, happy.
Yeah,
and it was time for something dark. You know,
I think Doctor Strange is going to be dark.
I think so too.
And it's a Sam Raimi movie. So.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
But Sam Raimi loves comics.
I remember people walked out of Infinity War. I could hear them talking like, "That was it? They lost?" Like that.
Well, everyone knew that part two was coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. People who weren't as close to it as we are.
Also, they knew that, you know, all those sequels were being made.
Yeah, but not everyone is as close to it as we are.
Spider-Man has to come back. After Spider-Man disappeared into dust. Was people were like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, "Well, clearly there's another film. Shut up."
Shut your mouth.
Spider-Man, out your mouth, okay?
No, nothing.
Joker, the Joker scene. We got to see a Joker deleted scene from the infamous Batman movie, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah. How interesting was it? Because I haven't watched it yet.
It's very good.
You guys warmed me up on it.
I mean, it's basically just an exchange between Batman and Joker at Arkham, just trying to get more information on the Riddler. So the way it's set up is that Barry Keoghan, who is the Joker, and that a lot of people were speculating whether it was Two-Face or the Joker, but it's been said prior to the movie coming out that he was going to be a Joker. basically, he's just trying to get information on the Riddler, and just because of, you know, Joker being as psychotic as Riddler is, he figured he'd get more information about
him. Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, very. And it was cool because, I mean, you kind of felt like there was history there. So I'm assuming that during Batman Year One, they encountered each other probably before he turned to Joker. And what I'm assuming is that he fell in the acid, which is why his face is so, like, deformed and all that shit. So... It was a really cool scene. I thought Barry Keoghan's laugh was on point. Just the way that it's set up and it could possibly lead into, which is the director's already talking about, Matt Reeves, incorporating him into the Arkham Asylum series that they're going to come to HBO Max. But it was a cool scene. I mean, I'm glad they deleted it because personally I felt like...
It was extra?
It was extra, but and it would have took away from what they've already built with the villains already that were in the movie. And it would have been like, "Oh my God, it's the Joker. I want more Joker. I want more Joker." You wouldn't have cared about the Riddler character anymore.
Yeah.
More. Fair enough.
I feel like the Joker, this version of the Joker, is to Batman where Chris Rock is to Will Smith.
Jesus.
I feel like this version of the Joker is like, I can't beat him in a fight. So I'm just going to psychologically
fuck him up.
Psychologically destroy the circle.
What if the whole tour is all about Will Smith jokes? Oh my God. He's like, all right, I won't talk about your wife no more. I won't talk about your wife no more, but.
You know, but also, I've heard a lot of people complain about this scene.
Yeah.
And say, well, why does the Joker's face look like that? They're doing too much. To me, the universe they're creating with the Batman, which I saw it for the second time this past week. The universe they're creating with the Batman is so great and so expansive because it's what DC does well is trying to ground things in reality. There's not a lot of uniforms and costumes. It's, you know, I mean, Batman's, you know, he's wearing jogging pants and some Under Armour. So, you know, I like this. I really did like the scene. And he was the idea, like you said, a Silence of the Lambs thing. The idea of him coming and being like, I need to understand these people. And I use you. Imagine a world where Batman constantly goes to the Joker for advice on stuff. And then the Joker gets out. And he's like, I understand you now, Batman. And I'm trying to, like, you know, it would explain why he can't beat him, you know, because his psyche, he can't understand his psyche. So I really liked the scene. I really liked the scene. I thought it was enjoyable. Some people thought it was too much or it's too long but I understand why, again, with Joey, I understand why they deleted it. Like, don't put that in the film. Like, do this as a teaser for us to be excited for the next film or whatever universe you're creating. I agree with that decision. But I found it interesting, very interesting. And it made the Joker look scary. Like,
he looks
he's
scary.
Not scary. Huh? Like, I could always run the Joker to fade. With that Joker, I'm like, ooh. You know, that dude's running around your house, you know.
That guy's out here cracking a smile with a fucked up face. Like,
yeah. People under the stairs. Spooky. Type, you know, the hills have eyes type dude. That's kind of scary.
But I think he fell into acid. Like, I think they crossed each other, and I think this is him being in Arkham right now is him in the process of being the Joker. I think that his face is fucked up because him and Batman got into it, and they were probably at the Acme joint or Ace Chemicals.
Acme.
I don't know why I said Acme.
Damn, Looney Tunes.
I mean, it's Warner Brothers. It's Warner Brothers. It's all the same. It's all the same shit.
Oh man! Speaking more about actually Moon Knight, this is kind of Moonlight related. We have a green light for a Nova project. For anyone who
about
doesn't
time.
Know what the Nova character is in the Marvel comics, Nova is practically the Green Lantern of the Marvel universe.
I thought that was going to be I think that's going to be Ms. Marvel because the way her Naga.
I think they're combining the Quasar character with her, with the bands and stuff like that. They're doing like a combination of that instead of doing the Inhuman reason for her powers from the comic book. The Nova show is supposedly attached already. The screenwriter is the writer for that is behind the Moon Knight show. So apparently, Kevin Feige likes his show and you know, likes the work he's done already without it coming out. So he's got a new project already. What's our temperature on Nova? We kind of got the Nova Corps a little bit from the Infinity War. Yeah.
Ooh,
go ahead, give it to us, Derek.
Strong.
Ooh.
Give us your feelings.
How many decades are we going to go with y'all teasing Adam Warlock?
No, Adam Warlock's happening.
And giving That's us happening everything next... else besides Adam Warlock.
No,
I
want Adam Warlock. You've been teasing this thing for 6 years now.
Yeah, you're gonna get
Adam Warlock. I don't care about Nova and the Nova Corps.
You're gonna get him though. You're gonna get Adam Warlock in the next Guardians.
You sound like the American government talking to Native Americans in 1867. We're gonna give you land. I don't believe you.
Anyway, he's been cast already. We talked about him on the show.
You see his black body.
Yeah.
Yo, give me Adam Warlock. I don't care about Nova.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
I like the story of the Nova where he actually becomes the Nova Prime. The whole Nova Corps gets destroyed and becomes
You had the Nova Corps when you had Thanos and all this other stuff, and now you don't have that. So you have to create another threat. for because they destroyed the planet. He destroyed the planet where the Nova Corps were based.
Mm-hmm.
Here's in Infinity War, correct?
Yeah.
So what are we doing? Like,
we assumed that was destroyed off camera. You know.
Yeah. I mean, they say it. So I'm not hyped about this at all.
Maybe he's the only survivor, and that's why he's Nova.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
That's really how it happened in the comics, right?
Yeah. Somewhat. Yeah. He was part of
one of the
Nova
guys,
Corps.
John C. Reilly's character, I forgot, is the one that kind of finds him and gives him the powers of
something like that.
Yeah.
And then
John C. Reilly couldn't take the powers because he was on the show, the Lakers show.
Amazing show.
Is it a bad show? I was going to say, is it a bad show?
No, that Lakers show is amazing.
That was
good. It's a dope show.
I thought you were saying it was a bad thing.
No, the Nova.
A lot of people like the. I like the Nova character, especially the later on character when they do the Annihilation of Warner Comics and all that stuff. Rich Ortiz, how you feel about Nova?
I don't know much about. This is another one I don't know much about the characters, but more content for me is just more time for us to be on this show. So let's do it.
Good way to put it, Rich,
we're not being paid to be on the show. You know that, right?
Like, maybe one day.
You be honest, bro.
Maybe one day.
The advertising dollars might roll in. You know, we're for profanity.
Hey, man.
We gotta get certain type of sponsors. We gotta get like Squatch, like men's.
I just enjoy Red Bull sponsors. You know what? I just thoroughly enjoy being on this podcast talking with you guys.
Manscaped.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Speed, mute his screen.
Michaela, do you even know what the Nova character is? Are you familiar with it at all?
I'm not familiar with the Nova character, but I mean, like Rich said, ditto.
No. About you, Alto Games. Yeah, you familiar with the Nova character?
No, but I mean,
besides from a fighting game or something.
No, I've literally never even heard of Nova. But I mean, you were saying he's similar to Green Lantern.
Yeah, it's just another movie that Tall Man's gonna miss, so he doesn't care.
I've watched the movies.
I want that Chris Rock, Will Smith.
I think.
Tall Man Rich Ortiz moment. So
man, you just try to mute. You just try to mute my damn mic. You about to get the slap next time I see you. You lucky you don't work at the office anymore, or I'll show it to that fake pool of yours, and I'll slap the head off
I think it's only me and you, Joey, that I care about anything Nova happening.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like, again, I'm not too familiar with Nova. I just understand like the lore they've created in the MCU already about it, especially after we get in the Nova Corps and the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, to finally get the payoff, knowing how Thanos got the Power Stone. And I mean, that's really what happens. Like, he destroys the whole Xandar and Nova Corps.
Right.
And next thing you know, this guy who's the last living, Nova Corps, or, you know, Xandarian or whatever the fuck.
Right.
Like, he absorbs all that power within the planet, or whoever is in the planet, whatever the case is. You know, how majestic the MCU be these days. So, yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see that story because I really want to. We never got to see how Thanos invaded Xandar, so I'm pretty sure that would be the setup in the beginning of the movie or the series. Mm-hmm. They'll take us back there just to kind of lead up to get us where we need to go on the Nova character. But yeah, I'm really happy to see where they're going. You know, they're trying to do the cosmic, thing. So
they do the cosmic thing well. There's a lot of rich lore that they can do, and it could be like its own. It could be its own sci-fi thing. Just the whole Marvel, you know, sci-fi stuff that has to do with the planet Earth.
So. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it was kind of disappointing in Infinity War to hear that, you know, Xandar was, like, destroyed and nothing else was to come of it. So now being able to, like, see something come out of that is just better for...
I think it just makes it look like
Guardians of the Galaxy was just a big waste of time.
Right.
I love the movie. It's, like, one of my favorite of the MCU films. But to have such a big, you know... tie-in with Xandar and the Nova Corps, but then just have them destroyed next minute.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. We'll see what Nova turns out to be, but it should be positive.
It's going to be a show, you said?
It should be. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be theatrical or it's going to be Disney Plus?
Sounds like a show.
The guy who's writing Moon Knight is writing the
They haven't quite announced what it's going to be yet, but it's going
to
be something.
Now, I will say I'm not big on everything has to tie in, but if through that they introduce, because like I said, Thanos is gone. If through that they introduce Galactus and Silver Surfer and that's the thing, I'm here for it.
I do love some Silver
Surfer. I'm here for that. That'd be dope.
Well, we're going to circle back now, ladies and gentlemen, to the Oscars, because this is the first time they've ever done this before. They've had the public vote on things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Restore the Snyderverse squad was out for Zack Snyder on all this stuff because the Justice League, the Zack Snyder's Justice League won. I forget what it was. Best applause moment. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
To burst in applause during the movie or something.
It's like it wasn't in theaters.
Yeah.
So how did No Way Home not get that?
No Way Home.
It's like Twitter.
Yeah. Then I guess Army of the Dead won Best Picture?
That's OD.
Fan favorite.
Yeah, fan favorite. There you go.
Yeah. Army of the Dead was trash.
Army of the Dead. The public.
Yeah, the 22 Oscars cheer moment. Yo, where the fuck are we as a society?
It's called the power of social media.
Sounds like some bring it on shit.
Your participation award ass up out of my face.
Army that wasn't bad. It just was.
But it wasn't just movies that came out last year.
They threw
an
interception. That's like a good game that the team threw an interception at the end and messed up the game.
Yeah. You know.
It was all right. It was okay. It was a good game. It was a good watch.
Do you even watch football?
You got a 70 on the test and curved him to an 85.
I did. My little right.
G, you got a 70, cuz. You have a D. What's the curve, though?
Oh, my gosh. It's not like they won Best Picture.
I know. It's just Twitter.
It's a reward around the name of the Oscars, and that's what makes it odd, I guess.
Well, what was Army of the Dead going up against? Like, what other movies?
There was nothing going up against them. It was just random.
Army of the Living? I think. Yeah.
It only went against other dead Joes. Walking Dead.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
Well, to bring some context also to it, Cinderella got number two. Camila Cabello's. So,
are you against that?
It's just a silly thing.
I didn't even know Camila Cabello had a Cinderella.
Obviously, you weren't the target audience for that movie.
Oscars here. If you watch the full Oscars, right? Like, say,
I did not watch. Did any of you guys watch the full Oscars?
You just watched that moment.
I didn't even know.
Saw that one.
I thought it was a joke when somebody told me what happened.
Will Smith with that ill. Hip turn on that.
I get an alert on my phone when black people
full force on that.
Okay. Oh, it's called the World Star alert.
Oh my god.
I think that's it. World Star.
Oh my god.
I think that's it for the show today, guys. I know Joey's got to run out of here because he's got to go live on the air. So, Joey, go and give everyone how they can follow you for everyone listening to the audio version of this.
Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, at Joey Franchise, Monday through Friday, Wild 94.1, Wild 94.1 app is how you can listen to me. Or if you're in the Tampa area, just turn that radio dial up. That's how you can tap in with me.
Excellent. Mr. Tarek Lewis, how can they follow you, sir? Audio, everyone.
My name is Tarek on Instagram and YouTube, and I'm not that active, but I will be soon because I will soon be unemployed.
Jesus.
Wow. And that face, too. Mr. Rich Ortiz, someone that can follow you, sir.
Richie_Ortiz, spelled right here in this blue little bubble, and Twitter.tv/Richie_Ortiz.
Twitter.tv.
Excellent. Michaela, how can I follow you? Let them know.
Make a fig on Instagram and then Adult Adventure Time on the YouTube.
Adult Adventure Time.
Adult Adventure Time.
Mr. Drew Tallman, a.k.a. Alto Games.
what Speedy just said. I actually spelled it all out this time. So Twitch, Alta Games, Instagram.
Excellent.
I had to mirror myself, so that was hard.
Yeah,
of course. Listen to the audio version.
The audio version.
He's gonna be like, I don't know what he's pointing to. Well,
yeah.
Oops.
Oops.
Mr. Gamer doesn't
we
understand
can't always
technology.
Get all right, guys. Yeah.
who listens to Twitch?
Of course, you can follow me at DJ Speedy JR. All the socials. Follow us. Follow the show. Geek Culture Congress. Put them together on Instagram. Separate them three words for Facebook page. And we are live every Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the channels. And we'll see you back next week, where I guess we'll be talking about Morbius, because only Joey's going to watch it.
I'll watch it. I'm going to fall asleep halfway.
I'll watch the bootleg.
I'm going to sneak and see it. We're also going to talk about
I'm going to safely say that. Oh, yeah. Adam Project was lit. I completely forgot to talk about that.
That boy. That little boy.
Yeah.
That little boy. Yeah. Adam, so we'll talk about that.
Whoa. Let's talk about that. Yo. Talk about little boy.
Little boy was a good actor.
As an actor, well, come on.
Jeez. Yo, that's crazy. Yeah, that's wild.
We're going to hell.
Bye, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Go watch
Adam Project next.
Go watch Adam Project now.
Welcome to the Neverland Ranch.
Do it. Oh God.
On that note, we're leaving. Goodbye, everybody. We're talking Moon Knight, Morbius, and everything else next week, guys. See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.